Lost Wonders, 10 Tales of Extinction from the 21st Century. Written and read by Tom Lathan. Fortwo. Introduction. 66 million years ago, an asteroid struck the surface of a shallow sea. On impact, it tore an 18-mile-deep crater into the seabed. Fires engulfed 70% of the Earth's forests. Giant tsunamis tore up coastlines, and a thick blanket of dust and soot clogged the air, making photosynthesis impossible for almost all plant life. Food chains collapsed, and 99.9999% of all living organisms died. This event was so significant to the course of life on Earth that we now use it to define the boundary between the current geological era, the Cenozoic, and the last, the Mesozoic. Since our planet's creation, 4.5 billion years ago, there have only been four other extinction events of this magnitude, each of which left the Earth, and life on it, radically altered. Today, we stand with both feet firmly planted inside what many scientists believe to be the Earth's sixth mass extinction event. The boundaries are hazy, with disagreements about when exactly this event began. However, the theories all identify our species as the cause, with extinctions now occurring up to 1,000 times more frequently than in the 60 million years before humans. Accounts from the front lines of this crisis speak of forests that, having once teemed with insect and bird life, now lie deathly silent, and of 3,000-mile oceanic dead zones, stretches of oxygen-depleted coastal waters in which next to nothing can survive. According to the United Nations, around 1 million species are now threatened with extinction, many within the next few decades. This bleak picture is one that has become familiar to many of us in recent years. Less familiar, however, are the stories of the species that make up these increasingly foreboding statistics. In the 17th century, European naturalists often studied new species entirely apart from their contexts. This meant that when birds of paradise arrived in Amsterdam without feet, an alteration made by hunters to fit the specimens into boxes, they were presumed to be naturally footless. Similarly, Victorian taxidermists encountering the skin of a walrus for the first time had no idea that folds of excess skin were part of that species' form, and so stuffed it almost to bursting. Stripped of any place within a habitat or ecosystem, these animals became unreal and otherworldly. Species now arrive with us in extinction statistics and headlines, similarly hewn of context, disconnected from their ecologies and histories, without us knowing what they ate and what ate them, what moved into their shells after they died, and which plants now grow out of control in their absence. Like footless birds and overinflated walruses, they too become unreal and otherworldly, and we are left none the wiser as to what has truly been lost. I wanted to understand what was happening to the natural world, beyond the headlines. I wanted to know what was being lost, and what the sudden absence of a species meant for the ecosystem it had vanished from. In 2019, I asked the International Union for Conservation of Nature, IUCN, the global body that assesses the conservation status of the world's wildlife, for a list of species that had recently gone extinct. In the spreadsheet I received from them were hundreds of entries, detailing species from all over the world. But 11 entries stood out to me. Each was a species that had been declared extinct within the 21st century. However, each had also been seen alive at some point during the period of time between the 1st of January 2000 and the date of its extinction. These were species which, having lived and died in the last two decades, were undeniably of our time. 21st century extinctions. I immediately began researching the stories of these species. Soon, the spreadsheet the IUCN had sent me, whose Spartan columns listed for each species only the common name, scientific name, date of last sighting, and extinction date, came alive with detail. There was the little brown bat, so small it could easily fit in an egg cup, and the rat that lived on a tiny coral cay in the middle of the ocean. The slow, plodding footsteps of giant tortoises echoed through my mind as I stared for hours at photographs of beautiful but impossibly minute snails.